In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We declare that there is none like you, O Lord. We have searched through all eternity and we have found that there is none like you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you, O Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you, O Lord, for seeing today again, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. The psalmist says, when I slept, that the Lord woke me up in the morning. And we are not taken for granted, O Lord, that. In Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit. Lord, we come before you today with our soul lifted up to bless you, O Lord. Father, we offer up a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving unto you. We appreciate you, O Lord, for life. We thank you, O Lord God, for your blessing unto us, Lord. We thank you, O Lord God, for giving us that breath of life once again, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome in Jesus' name. Thank the leadership for the privilege once again to bring again the word of God. The Bible says, as it was Jesus' custom, he opened the book and he began to read. As is my own custom also, because I'm following Jesus as my Savior. It's because of him that we live, that we breathe, and that we move. Everything is because of Jesus. Everything. I'll read the book again. Isaiah chapter 60, my favorite scripture. John chapter 1, the Gospel of John used to be my favorite chief scripture. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Lord helped me by lifting up my eyes a little bit to see Isaiah chapter 60. So Isaiah chapter 60 became my favorite scripture, which was interpreting John chapter 1, the mystery of light, you know. I mean, just saying that, you know, became my favorite. Every other scripture is still so great, but I just love these two scriptures. And every time I stand before the people of God, I made it as a covenant to always read and speak from John chapter 1, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the, I think verse 12 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend this light that was shining in darkness. So in Isaiah chapter 60, it says, arise, shine. And that was a commandment. For thy light has come. That light that came from John chapter 1, verse 1. That was from the beginning. So it says, now you arise, shine, for your light is come. And this light that has come, it says, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the reason for this is that darkness is covering all the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon the people, or shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Because of this, the Gentiles shall come to that light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. One, there will be the light, and when that light begins to shine, and it comes to brightening, it will cause a rising. It says, lift up thine eyes around about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. Now, the abundance of the sea was in the sea. But when you arise and you begin to shine in this lightness, in this light and the brightness of that light, the abundance of the sea would start getting converted to to you, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. Hallelujah. I'll stop there before I go to the message today. But what I want to say here is, I do it as a commandment from God while I remind myself of certain things that has show that has affected my belief system, my understanding of God, and whichever way, you know, I try to do that so as to remind myself. The Bible says that to remind yourself daily of these things, to understand that it is from my own responsibility that I need to arise. When I wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning and your eyes open, you now put in another action, which that action is you get up from bed. Hallelujah. So it's saying that you need to arise. There has to be a provocation within our inside to arise. And then from that provocation, because there's a comma after that, to shine. Because why? There is the provision of the light to shine inside darkness. And gross darkness have covered this earth that we're inside. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today I'll be speaking on something I call the principal thing. Wisdom. Recently, I saw an analogy which kind of was very astounding. When you have a level one, let's you know, I tell someone that says, I think in figures. When I enter into a house, I'm quantifying everything. I'm thinking, you're telling me about something, I'm seeing figures. You're saying, oh, this is a good house. I'm just seeing money. Hallelujah. You're telling me somebody is, you're showing me a pen, I'm seeing money. I'm in a meeting, I'm seeing money. You know, you're just talking to me, and I'm beginning to tell you, in monetary terms, I mean, it's just something that's happening. And I said, I'm not even a financial person, but I'm seeing it. That's how I quantify in figures. Maybe because I did maths initially in life or whatever, but I'm just always seeing figures every time. So, if you have a level, or if we have a level one issue in life, to solve level one problem, and we come with level one understanding, what happens is we crest and then we wonder what is going on. It will take a level two understanding of life issues to solve a level one problem. When problem hits level two, if you have not risen to level three or four, level two problem tries to choke and suffocate the man with level two understanding. The problem with Christianity, I found out, is we make everything look too clouded. And inside cloud, you can't see. You can't drive fast when it's clouded. So you need visibility. So that's why I mentioned the word, you know, figures. So if you come to me and tell me you are going to US with your family, what I'm hearing is your plane ticket. So if a man that is trying to eat breakfast tells me that, I always feel he's just being foolish, because he's struggling to do breakfast. Then he tells me he's going to US and he wants to fly first class. Number one, do you know how much first class is? It's not arithmetic increase to the next level. It's geometric increase. If economic is £800, first class is about 2,800 or something, or upper class, whatever it's called. So I reason like that. So when you say four of you are traveling, I'm like, four. Instantly, my mind is already saying that's an error. I just estimate 10 grand. For ticket. Okay. And you're going to spend money. So I'm thinking like that. So we'll start by, you know, here. Now, the principal thing, which is wisdom. If we fail the principal course in a degree program. We don't graduate. It is only in Christianity that we fail the principal course and we expect graduation. Or we blame God that I didn't write the exam very well. In engineering, if you fail, I didn't know, because nobody educated us in year two. There were prerequisite courses. If you fail it, your name, they will not even mark your paper, because your name doesn't appear in another EEG. Your name is not there. You have to fail, because they are saying that this is the foundational requirement for the remaining three courses. So you must pass it before you move to the other ones. So there is the foundational things that must be passed. And the Bible says that if the foundation be destroyed, the righteous cannot do anything, including confess to God. He will confess, and you'll be wondering what is happening to that confession. There is no problem with confession. Now, I will also say some outstanding statements which shocked me in my humility, and I calmed down. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, I read it before I say these statements. Now, from verse 1, it says, "Hear ye children, instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my word, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." So I'll come back to that verse 5 later. "Forsake not her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Verse 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with anything you are getting on this earth, get understanding." Now, the profound statement is this. In verse 7, it did not say, prayer is the principal thing. It did not say, confession is the principal thing. Principal means chief, the core, the stand, the pillar that holds the house. My question then is, what is then wisdom? If wisdom is the principal thing, what is wisdom? Is the next question. How do I get this wisdom? Another question. How do I grow in this wisdom? Another question. Three. What is wisdom? Kenneth Copeland said, God told him. I heard this about 5 years ago, and it affected my religion, that you are quick to pray. The first instinct that comes to anybody on an issue is pray. He said, you are quick to pray. God told him, he said, you are quick to pray. Calm down. My wife came to me, showed me something, said, should we pray? I said, no. We're not praying. Hallelujah. I love praying. I am getting answers to all my prayers now. Hallelujah. So I'm happy. I love praying. Praise the Lord. What is wisdom? One of the scriptures says, Christ has been made wisdom unto us. But here he's saying that wisdom is the principal thing. With all thy getting, anything, get wisdom. In verse 5, he said, get wisdom, get understanding. Those are commandments. You go after, you go, what is gets? Get wisdom. It's a conscious thing. Get understanding. When you have gotten it, don't forget it. So it is possible to forget calculus at old age. And your son is asking you, or your daughter is saying, what is this? My daughter came to ask me something once. I said, go and meet your mom. I have forgotten how to explain. And I said, I'm not sure how your mom has been teaching you. So go and ask. When she left, I said, I better brush up how to teach this clock thing. Because he says, so when he's on this, why is it 45? You know, why is it, and I was struggling to communicate that for the first time. And I said, I think I've forgotten how we learn this clock thing, how they taught us how to, say the time. Hallelujah. So he said, forget, because I didn't see that before. You get wisdom. But he says, forget it not. It's a conscious thing. You will be so conscious and says, the ones I have learned, I will never forget it. Not to forget something is to remind yourself. I say, forget it not. That means it's possible to forget. He said, neither decline from the words of thy mouth. So it is possible at old age, small. We have been Christians for 20 years, they would say. But they have forgotten the initial wisdom. Or it has declined from their mouth. Hallelujah. It is the princess. It said, in verse 6, it said, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. We will leave that for today. That is the benefits or the attributes. But I want to talk about the principal thing, that when we wake up in the morning every day, we will know that wisdom is the principal thing in every situation. What is the wisdom of God concerning this issue? How have I gotten the wisdom of God concerning how I am going to rise? I asked God a question. I said, God, I knew that there were, in my research, I knew that there were fewer billionaires as much as there were millionaires. And I said to God, how will I get to be a millionaire? I began to get instructions. The wisdom, not prayer, not given. What is the wisdom? How a farmer will ask himself, which are the land? Do I have to leave this village to another village to go and plant? Do I have to go and buy acres of land? Do I have to join this cooperative that they are giving fertilizer? So that when I plant again, in the harvest time, I'm going to have more. I sat down in my meditation. I said, Lord, how? When I hit the million, I told my wife today, I said, it doesn't take God too long. It's man, not God. He's done it. So I said, God, me, not me and you. You can say anything. You can say, it's me, by myself. I said, God, how do I move from being a millionaire to billion? That's the question now, and that's the wisdom I'm operating it. That's why he told me, say, fly light. A billionaire don't have enemy. A businessman who is selling things cannot tell somebody that because you abused me yesterday, you now come today, you want to buy all my goods. I'll say, because of that abuse of yesterday, I will not sell to you. He has lost his sales. Say, change your thinking. Think like a businessman. Work in partnership. My wife is by my side. I don't care any sermon that they preach. Because the Bible says, for they have better reward for their labor. So if we are laboring, there is better. So as I'm working, I'm looking out for her own benefit. So I got it, and I know I will hit it. So when I come, and they say, everybody's praying, and they are doing something, I'm laughing. Because it is what they have despised that have not allowed them to get to that position. I got it. I asked question. Give me wisdom, Lord. I wasn't praying, oh, Lord, bless us. This. I said, God, how? Because I knew a man, when he was a millionaire, I studied and watched him. Today, they counted him as the 25th in the world. And I bought the thing. I mean, I bought the magazine. I said, let me read. I was sitting in the car. I was reading. I was looking through it. And I saw. I said, okay. Another word, focus. I think my problem is, they said to me in the office one day, I said, your problem is you are too focused. If I'm doing something until it finishes, I never fail. I tell them, I said, I am from the lineage of God. God never fails. So I never fail. There must be a way. We will search it and find out how. I will walk. Walk. Just take a long stroll and come back. We pray in the spirit and say, let's do it this way. So if they'll be in a meeting, very far meeting, I don't know, there's complication, they'll say there's one man. Then they'll come. But I told myself in the closet, when you bring it to me, I don't tell them. I look at possibility. It's possible. Everything is possible to him that believeth. He needs to just ask God, what is the way to do this thing? The Bible says, for Jesus knew. It said, for he himself knew what he will do. What is wisdom? Now, every time we see where wisdom is spoken of, it's spoken of knowledge, it's spoken of understanding. Now, I was studying great men, how they've, you know, encounter with this thought pattern, and I saw something. And Bill Wilson was explaining, he says, knowledge is like the path when you're building a car, you know. It says, understanding is when you assemble the car together. Wisdom is the product that comes from the parts and the assembly. Now, see, as soon as I saw that, I saw the problem which had plagued Christianity. Many have knowledge, parts. If you go to Ladipo, for the men that sells parts, you will understand what's going on. There's chaos. People run up and down. There's knowledge. The knowledge has not been assembled to give a product. Toyota, Honda, you know, then they come and near by your car. Hey, which one do you want? You tell them that you are driving a Honda and you tell them that something is broken. They said, let me tell you something. The man of Mercedes-Benz, we can walk it. The day they walk it, you are walked. Because these are the car we don't be doing when you are going. They say, walk it. And that's what we're doing. So the man who is, so the parts are all over. And nobody has bothered to assemble, to have a product. The Bible says that wisdom is justified by our children. Inventory. God told me once, he said, don't do something and then run away. When you prophesy, great prophet of God, go back and ask them that, did the prophecy work? Did it happen as I said? So I became a man in the office that is, my favorite word is, I told you so. Some people didn't like it. The Americans came and didn't like it. But I told them, I said, I told you so. You will lose money and you will lose and lose again. I will write in the email, I said, it has happened before. It will happen again and again and again. Once I had to calm down, because I had to say, I'm using this gift, this place, and it's not fair. Because they can't see it, what you're saying. But I'm saying something because I have assembled the knowledge and I can see the parts. Everything put together. So when I'm saying it, people are offended and angry and everybody moving up and down. Then another scripture came. I said, God, what is this? This is too much pain. Because I'm saying the truth. He said, no. You have not read the Bible very well. You have parts. He said, I want you to assemble a sport car now. I said, okay, what are the rudiments? He said, you don't cast your gold upon swine. Ah! So you know what I did? I saw people ready to fail. I put my pocket, hand in my pocket. They were sending emails up and down. When they were about to fail, if I call the names of those companies, you'll be surprised. Great names. They sent me and said, they said we should come and meet you. I said, hey, I'm very, very busy. By Friday, I'm delivering some things and I'm busy. When I finish, then I'll come and ask you. How long? I said, two months it will take me to be ready to ask to answer you. If I joined my mouth, I would have been casting gold upon swine. They'll be asking me something. A whole workshop. In the morning, I said, I have to leave. In the afternoon, there was too much folly. And I could not talk anymore. I could not even open, because I opened mouth, people would be angry. I said, I have to go. So I told him, I said, do you know why I left your meeting? Because you people were talking nonsense. I don't care how much the project you are doing is, £1 million or whatever. It was nonsense. Doomed to fail from day one. And I've sent the email out to one person. Well, I knew this was going to fail. So they now discover it will fail. They're now looking for them. But if I said it that day, they would have been arguing. So I got that. I kept it. So if I don't come, if I say I'm not coming for the next 1 week, they'll be looking for me. Because they will fail. Because what they are looking for is here. I've not put it in paper. It's inside this thing. I saw it in the Bible. But before I would have been opening mouth, I said, God, what is the wisdom here? This pain is too much. Why am I fighting? I don't fight. But what I said is true. He said, calm down. You don't cast your gold upon swine. Hallelujah. What is this wisdom? So, like I said, we all have knowledge. We even have this knowledge in parts. As in so, there's no all-knowing. The assembling path. Daniel said, I, Daniel, understood by books. When you take the parts, you will now go into with different books. You will put the parts together. There's no one book that will give you the total understanding of prosperity. I have read a book by a man that is in Russia. He said, money won't make you happy. I bought it. I put it there. I was reading. So what is his own thought pattern? What was it he found? I bought it in Nigeria, actually. And I brought it back again then. And I was reading it. Okay. Because he has a very big church. And he was saying something from another point. And I said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's good. Put it there. I bought Donald Trump books. He said, go and play golf. I don't play golf. See, when he plays golf, he gets his own inspiration as his own. But I saw some things he saw. I said, okay. So when you put all those parts together, by the time you are assembling your own car, because if you look at it, I saw an Audi today going. My wife said, oh, that's nice. I said, yeah, that's 2012. Blah, blah. I said, but if you notice, they copied a little bit of Benz at the back. Then in the front, they will copy somebody. What everybody is doing is, everybody's taking parts, refining. Then a product comes out. Then it's finer than one other one. But he has not actually designed a five-legged car. It is always still four. Hallelujah. So he brings it to that. So by the time you read those books, you are able to draw things. And then you assemble them together. And then you have this powerful wisdom. You apply it. You now take a pen. Because you're conscious of applying it. You now ask yourself, this wisdom I am doing here, this quietness I am, what result is it bringing out? Then you begin to see things. The GM calls you, sends you an email, said, I heard you're doing this. Can you share with me, please? I know where it's going. Rather, I called him. Ah, his voice has changed. I said, these are people who thought I was drilling at the back of my house those days when we were talking. He's now talking differently. I said, this wisdom is bringing out children. Now, that's another part. So when people assemble, because you can make a mistake in testing a Formula One car or something, you've done something very fast for the next season. But if you don't do that test, then some things are happening. And just it's when competition is ready. Just so when you need that children, knowing fully well that the proof of the fact that I am in wisdom is when I am assessing the wisdom I am using. This thing I've been using for the past 20 years. What children has it brought to me? Hallelujah. What is wisdom? Where does wisdom come from? We have said that Christ has made wisdom unto us from the word of God. But where? Who is a provider of wisdom? Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a boss those days. My regional pastor, he will say, you will not fail. Our amen used to be very, very loud. because I didn't want to fail. But let me tell you the truth. I didn't know how I was going to succeed. And I was a pastor. He will say, you will not fail. And everybody say, amen. Say, I didn't hear a louder amen. Everybody shout, amen. When we've all shouted, I'll be like, oh my God. How am I going to succeed? We're pastoring. We had people come into church and all that. But when we talk about success, how? Where? What does it take? Those are my questions. They called a man in the magazine we were looking at. And my wife turned and looked at me and said, the man started as a clerk. I said, did they mention the bank? Because I know he was in the working about. But what? Not only that, Jim Ovia, he was a clerk. Is the godfather of banking. So I said, oh, so the banking people they arrested, did they arrest him? That means he worked in integrity. Zenith Bank has always been there in the 90s. We actually now found out it was in 1990. 1990, I was a grown-up man. So he actually got his license to banking in 1990. I was born again by then. So where Zenith had gotten to as a corporation, I should be there as a believer also. Because I got into 1989. Hallelujah. But it was a clerk. I laughed. I said it wasn't an ordinary clerk. There were other clerks. Inside that place, he would have had a dream and a vision. As a clerk in whichever government bank he was in, that one day he was going to own his bank. So when they owned about 112 of them got the license. 112 of them are not on the same level today. So even though they all eventually got the line, because he said, she was reading it to me, I wasn't reading, said that they said the government cannot give unless you are a government, that they didn't think they had the technical expertise and some things. So that means he got the technical expertise and understanding of how to do banking. So when 112 people got the license, one is called the Godfather 20 years after. And then he passed the one they even left there. I'm not saying whether if he's the way, but that was what they put there. Then he's number 15 richest in Africa, whatever he is now. I said, he knows something. Hallelujah. Some, they got license, they collected it back from them after a while. Some, they got license, they were the one that went to return the license or sold the license. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 1. Verse 17. Can somebody read it, please? I can. Daniel seems to be. So, there we've established that it was God that gave that. So, the wisdom that Daniel had came from God. Hallelujah. If you remember for time, Solomon, when God came to him and asked him that you're going to rule, he went to God. I think that was in 2 Kings or so. All he asked, Chronicles, was wisdom. We used to talk about it then and, you know, Bible class and all that. Never really saw 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Never really saw the importance of that. But as time went on, because with wisdom will come riches and honor. Favor is automatic, but there will be riches and honor. Because if you understand, you see the life of Joseph, when Joseph exhibited a different level of wisdom, he was emplaced, he was placed immediately. Prime minister overnight. In James, the Bible says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. The first is nobody believe he lack wisdom. But the body of Christ is not exhibiting the wisdom of God. And I will show you. So they are not asking God for wisdom. They are asking God for riches and honor that are offshoot of wisdom. Because wisdom would he himself know what to do when the wisdom comes. I am in prayer. When I go to my wife and say, this is the question they are asking me. I pray, what we are planning, I am asking God for wisdom for, is maybe in December. Because I can't even start until July. But I am in serious communication. I had to tell her that I am not doing it now. I need to begin to prophesy now and act in wisdom and have. So when you wake me up in December, I will tell you the details of what God has told me concerning these things. How to run this project from ground to the level. He said, first, fence it round. Put the gate. I began to say it. I said, I was saying that I'll come downstairs. I said, that's what God has told me. I'm asking. I was asking him for wisdom. I didn't just go. I said, hey, so how much are we selling this thing? And then my pocket in my hand, no way. We always run into trouble. Last Sunday, I'd seen 10 missed calls. As soon as the sermon finished, when I called, I went into the car. I sat down and said, Lord, grant me wisdom for my trip. Grant me wisdom. What do you want me to do? He said, travel. Okay? Number one, I said, grant me wisdom. Give me how? Wisdom till the dressing. I wore t-shirts. I was a millionaire, but I wore t-shirt and everything. And I put all my hours together with the place. I didn't spend more than 1 hour in all the 3 days. And I said, he gave me details. And I was doing business. Meeting people, learning. Learning, no, I didn't make any money. Business doesn't mean you are making money. You are learning. You are in a process. I was meeting people. I was learning how not to fail, how not to be deceived, how not to be swindled, and how the folly is being foolish, you know. But with the driver, with everybody, I was having conversation. Hallelujah. I did not assume. I did not just carry my bag. I sat there. Instruction. And I did not buy the ticket until Tuesday night. I was still asking. I have the money on Sunday. But I was still asking. Because if I have that instruction from my head, from my mind, from my spirit, telling me whichever way you want to say, saying, no, don't go, I won't go. And it says, go. Now, the children is a proof that it was in wisdom. Because I began to see the children instantly from day one till I saw the children. I saw that. And I began to receive Jacob's prophecy. You know when, I believe it was Jacob, Israel, when he prayed on the kids and he began to prophesy. And I knew that was it. And I thought, to me, it was just not a small thing. And I began to see that. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Because I needed that prophecy. I needed somebody to prophesy into my life. To move into the next thing. And I began to see that come just by that action. That alone was the children of all I needed. The results, rather. Hallelujah. It comes from God. It does not come from our assumption. We can know everything, it is parts, until we assemble that parts. He knows so many things. I've heard great things from men of God. Let the dead bury the dead. But I calm down. And I ask God, what is it? How do you want us to do this one? How? Tell me. I had a great man. He had called me on Friday and told me how he's not happy. And he wanted us to a meeting, great meeting to have with him. His church is growing, everything, blah, 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 blah. My flesh said, yes, as I'm around, then Sunday I will deliver the great message of the Lord. You know, the Lord said, I didn't send you. I was struggling with my spirit and my flesh. You know, my wife said, I've released you to do the work of God. If that's it. I was struggling. That's the man of God I've come back. The return of the great bishop. You know, this way, I just seen the headlines among the men, because as soon as I land and I drop that great revelation that day, then it will go into the camps. No way. Sunday morning, I was in the plane on my way back. I did not get any release. I said, no. Then the Lord said, it is not time. You are not ready. I know the Bible now. So you are not ready. I said, okay. If God says you are not ready, you are not ready. You can't know more than God. So this morning I said to my wife, I said, God told me he has to advertise the meeting well. I will not come by the door and they say, hello, hi, and then no. I don't need his money. He needs me. But we have to do it in a proper way. And it has to be for him. Hallelujah. Amen. He never knew I was around. And I thought, to make it bad, I was in the car. Because the place we were going was around this church. And I says, we had this big entourage. I'll just do a great centering. The flesh is bad. I don't know. Yours is born again. The flesh is bad. You must 24 hours listen to God. Did I not have in my flesh to show forth that I was the great new kid on the block in the place I went to? I had. But as my flesh is doing me, the spirit is telling me, then I'll buy this. She said, how can I wear this? I'll shush. Damn that. Do you know who is standing? No way. So I wanted to do a glorious entry. I called the number. I called. The man of God did not pick his number. And I could not check the ones that I needed to check where he would know is me. I could not find it. After I've done 20 minutes, I dropped the phone. I said, Lord, I hear. Because if I had seen him, they would pay my ticket to travel. So I don't have no excuse. So they say, I must go. And I say, Pastor will pay. Cancel this one. If I'd just seen him. And the Lord told me, said, do you know why? I don't want you to see him. I told you, to be a billionaire, you have to fly light. Have no enemy. There is no man of God living that does not have a truth to heart to the generation. It can be saying a part, but that part is good for me, for my assembling. When Seribu and Seraphu, they are praising the Lord and CAC, when they begin, where he gets to in my head, I am hearing deep things. I said, they bought some tapes for me. I told the daughter, I said, go and get me all these CDs. He bought it, over 30. When I'm hearing, my wife said, where did you see all these Seribu? I said, the depths at which I am hearing God. They will be giving you some, they will be calling God some names that you don't know the interpretation, but you know. Your spirit bear witness that they are, you know, deep. Then she said to me, I said, the English language doesn't know how to praise the Lord. No, he said, no. He said, we that don't know grammar, don't know English. For the first time, I realized that our vocabulary is limited, though we speak English. I say it's true. I know the time and place she said it. Chelsea. I just passed Chelsea. You know what I said? Instantly, to do for me is secretly, every 1 hour, I'll be reading dictionary. Because apart from, oh Lord, we thank you. We do not know past the basics to praise the Lord. So when you hear a Yoruba singing and they begin to give you some arabadaba, I say, what? What? But your head is getting swollen because you're seeing that this person is praising God in the depth of the language. And it's affecting your glucose pimples are coming from your end. But when you say, hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you. After thank you, what is remaining? And I believe that, I was watching something and the robot, the star was, and the robot says, I don't believe we've been introduced. I looked at my wife and said, okay, that's another way they've said it. You know, the robot went to another one and says, oh, I don't believe we've been introduced or something, you know. And I said to myself, that's another way of saying it. So back to what we're saying is Christianity is giving us a picture where we think we have the thing. So when the level faces us, we don't know what to do. So we're running around. Like my wife would say, headless chicken. And all you need to do is to come out from yourself and see how an headless chicken would run. And any situation I see myself run as an headless chicken, I pause. I go through my library, just doing my hand like this. Which one? The politics was too much in the office, so I began to do like this. I pulled two books out. Power, 48 Laws of Power, and then How to Walk, something about work. I put it down. I feel, but this, there must be something here that I've read before that answers my problem. I saw it. I said, people will need something from you. They will make you think you are the one that needs something from them. The way they will pass it on to you if you are not smart in the game. When I finished, I announced, I said, now I can go to Nigeria and be the president of Nigeria. Somebody said, bros, you want to go to politics? I said, no, I now understand the game. A wise man keeps his words. He doesn't say everything. He keeps it here. He will not tell you. Or this, I must say my opinion. They must hear the opinion, you know, is not wise. Say, hallelujah. Wisdom comes from God. We need to ask him. We need to seek for that wisdom. We need to humble ourselves and say, God, I do not know how to do this thing. Help me. I have gotten all the raw materials, all manner of scriptures, but Lord, help me. I want to assemble a thought pattern to do this thing. And then something will come from on high. It might just be a book. It might just be something you least expected. It will fire up something on your inside and connect over five scriptures, and you now have a thought pattern. The Lord said to me, when in my house, if you overeat something, there's somebody that is looking at you like a hawk, you know, to say, you have eaten too much ice cream today, you have eaten all that. So I beg God to help me. So I just saw a scripture that actually, I've not shared this before, my wife, that do you know that the children, when they took into captivity, they were living on vegetables. And the Bible says that when they came to assess them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had better understanding. They were well. So it wasn't the junk they were eating out there that made them better, or your deprivation of junk. Because the first thing that comes to you is like, if I stop eating, if I miss this, if I miss that one, you know, when they were saying it. And as soon as I saw that, I was listening once to Kenneth Copeland. And he said he had a problem. And the Lord told him that it was too much coffee. That he had drank the coffee of a lifetime before he was 60. That was all his problem was. So I said to myself, okay, man of God, you need to judge yourself now. So I needed nobody to judge me in the things. Now, I am not saying this is bad or that is not bad. I alone judge myself. See, what is it that I have drank the one of the lifetime, or I have done for a whole lifetime? And I said, okay. So when I cut down on some things, it wasn't anybody. It was the fact that there was some communication from somewhere. So which brings me back to the next thing, where we say, how do we get wisdom? We're saying wisdom is from God. We ask him, but how do we get the delivery of it? We've asked him in prayer, Lord, I need wisdom. I need wisdom, oh Lord. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Well, how do we get delivery of it? Job chapter 1, verse 8. Amplified Version says that, I saw it once when we're reading here. It says that when you meditate on the word of the Lord, you make your way successful, all that and all that. He was saying it. He said, but he now mentioned something. He said, you'll be able to deal wisely in the affairs of the world. Huh? I said, but King James didn't put it well there. That struck. Your dealing will be, you will be able to, you will know There will be, when you are meditating on God's word, there will be something that will happen to you that when you are dealing with people in the affairs of this world, there will be the depth. You would have seen things. You're not talking scripture, you're not quoting, but you are dealing with them. You know that this can't work. So the guy will be wondering, yeah, I told someone, I said, I can never be swerved by 419. He said, why? I said, I can never. He said, you are too proud. But I realized that they don't understand it there, because my dealing was, when you tell me that this is going to turn to 20, it's not for me. Because I have learned in Isaiah that there is precept upon precept, line must be upon line. The beginning, though thy beginning be small, thy end will be great. It's only great that starts from the top, then they dig down. So when you tell me that bringing £10,000 in 1 month, we are called, this investment is going to give us 550,000 million. I say, hey, Bob, it's not for me. If I get 1 billion now, as I'm standing, I know that I don't have the wisdom capacity to manage it. And this truth came to me a long time ago. I can still remember 1998. I was praying to the Lord for 1,000 congregation to pastor. I heard that. What happened? My assistant pastor took money. I told him to go and pay. We're building. So I wanted to explode. That before we move to the building, we have more. I'm thinking. No, the flesh was also showing. You know, pastor, young pastor, and bishop already knew me. So, I mean, for me, it was like, yeah, my son is doing well. I had all that. So don't lie to yourself, man of God. That was there. You've got to name it what it is, motivation. So that was there. You can't lie to anybody. You can't lie to yourself. I put that one by the side. Let me tell you what happened. In reacting to it, my sister pastor wanted that position badly. He felt he's a prayer warrior that is making this thing work. And everything was working, and I was afraid because I knew it was God. I was the most unserious man of God. Even me judge myself, I felt I was the most unserious. So God must be working. That is when the humility comes in. But here I was, I said, God, I need 1,000 people to pastor this whole town. And they've been calling me. When I finished in the sermon in the church, I'm already in another church. Then I had seen that the windows had opened, because that's when I knew God works. So I'll be there. And these are great old men, reverend, something, you know, very old men. And I'm speaking, and then they will tell me the offering that will follow me will be all manner of foods and everything. You know, I love Igbo land. They would, oh God, they'll follow and say, hey, all this for me? Then I'll pray, professor, and pray. I know that I'll say, God, I thank you. I hope we have just done drama here. And I'll be going, I'll be like, no. Because half of the men were just putting the money back into their pocket. And I knew this. And I said, I'm not like this. This is not what's happening here. Anyway, when my assistant pastor came back and told me that the one that they had not paid for the I've paid for the iron rod because we were building. The Lord opened the door, and in 18 months they gave us land. Somebody gave us land. They gave us land where, you know, they say it's, we bought the land, and they say it's country land or community land. I said, where? See me, I was smaller than this, making big noise. When I finished making the building, you know, when I come back to myself, I say, hey, I hope somebody will not know that I'm just making a joke, capture me and beat me. Where? No, so stuck in. No, if anybody touch it, he will die. I was saying all those things. When I look back, I always ask myself, will he really die? Did I really know? God was just faithful. So they left us. They left us. He said it's church, it's land for the community. They left us. The man sold it and ran away. But they left us there. So we're building. Linton. Ah, we're gone up. And I was putting my pockets, you know. My suit would change. I'll travel to the when I'm walking on the road. Me that before, you know, I'll just go somewhere. I'll just walk so that everybody will know that this is the pastor that we're building under 18 months. The church was now full. My son pastor, only it was just about 1,000 naira, which was for the iron rod balance and all that. By that time, I wasn't thinking of scripture again. We're thinking of building. When you're building, you're only thinking of building. You cannot hear scripture. I pulled, well, but when a warehouse, I pulled the Limca warehouse down. I told the guy, today is racking. That is, we rack where we're, two pastors. That's what I said, you're a thief. That's what I told him, I said, you're a thief. You collected. Now, I didn't have to act that way. So if I have 1,000 congregation, I'll be racking every day till the end of the year. Because 365 days. Because that is when I finished racking with him. And he went to Owerri. This is a serious matter. To report to the district. My body calmed down. I knew that anger dwell in the bosom of a fool. I was not as mature as I think. I said, he who even gave me this position made mistake. that I did not have enough wisdom. That day, I unpastored myself from that congregation, but they did not know. I was introduced back. I was called to Wari. Great convention. Bishop Olorunda Dixon. He introduced me. When I came on stage, I didn't know. I was laughing. I said, God, let me just finish here. And before I spoke, everybody was saying, that's why I know that God is faithful. He will use a donkey. But this donkey is begging that he can get small of the water. He will use a donkey to do what he wants to do. Before we talk, then they'll come and say, man of God. As you just spoke, I say, which man of God? I just rack. I just slap and beat people anyhow. I calm down. That day, I saw my own beast. And I had to beg God. I said, before I destroy myself, help me. I wasn't looking for 1,000 to pastor anymore. I was looking for myself to deal with. Because I knew I didn't have enough wisdom to pastor 1,000. Nobody need to tell me. If God answered that prayer, he just wants to, it's for me to die. Because there was no enough wisdom. I would have lost it. I might not be a Christian now. Pride might have entered a lot of things. So I know that character has to be built. So since 1998 till today, I am in search of character. I came to Winners Chapel one day when we finished. They said, somebody came and said, God told her to be that be the daddy. Ha, say me. No way. That second wife you are marrying. Which daddy? I ran away. That's how they become daddy. They just daddy you into daddy. Yeah, I said, no. In my heart, I said, the Bible says, flee. All appearance of evil. I was gone. Hallelujah. Very, very clear. We need to settle down and say, Lord, grant me wisdom. These things I'm asking for. I know I'm standing before you with all humility. The wisdom to handle £1 billion is not there. So I am daily studying God's word for humility to help me and kill flesh in me. Then the glory will be poured. The glory will be poured every time. It is not forced to rush to get those things. I say, Lord, bring it! Bring it! Bring what? If we bring it now, you would even say, God, where are you? Nebuchadnezzar did it. Before then, he was praying, oh Lord, the moment he got it, he said, this my hand has got me this thing. Then he put his hand in his pocket. Then he's doing like this. Where I went to, I only drank one glass of water. I have gone. The people are just getting to church and thanking because they did not know where the resources came from. I never even showed one appearance. I entered one meeting. They wanted to get up to sit in front. I said, this is at the back. I told the man that came with me, I said, do you know what? I said, in those days, if you enter a church and they took you to the back, your body will move. And you want God to anoint you. Those were the things. Hallelujah. So they're forced to ask God for the wisdom to handle these things. And when we receive it from God, and then those things will automatically just come. They will just be there. And when they come, my email answering is like the way I talk. Very, very straight. God said, you know why I did not place you in the place of top leadership? He said, you'd have caused problem. HR, there will be HR over HR problem. There are some of your words that are threatening, like, calm down. I say, So when you send me an email, even if I will abuse you, I'll say, thanks for your email. However, thanks for your email. Don't calm you down. But say, however, these are the implications. If it was before, by the time you read that email, you'll be shaking and be wondering that who is this? Let's go and look for him. Say, however. So I calmed and said, okay. To whom much is given, much is expected. Let's rise on our feet. The last one I saw was praying in tongues, which is to receive from God. When we come into a block situation where everything looks, we've done this, I've confessed about this matter, it's not working. I've prayed, Lord, what is it? I had a carryover once or something. I confessed till I confessed. I confessed and prayed. I anointed the lecturer's door. Brethren, nothing changed. But God was true, and I must be making a mistake. God told me one day, he said, you don't know calculus. Go and learn. I told my wife, Inaki. So this one, he said, you don't know calculus. That this thing is not hard. Only if you know calculus, you won't fail this course. So I had to go and get the old, old book for AdMaths and learn calculus again and all that. Then the course was just simple. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 11, very, very crucial. We read it while we're standing. Now, we will realize in redemption that the spirit of wisdom has been packaged unto us. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of the roots, out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. When the spirit of the Lord rested upon Jesus, now the spirit of wisdom and understanding was the first one. Then the spirit of counsel came unto him, might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And this is in Jesus. So when it says he's been made, Jesus has been made wisdom unto us, is we took this package in this order, and I'll show you why. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. I don't. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the equity of the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. So before warfare, before you begin to smite, that before you begin to release, there must be verse 2 that must be operating heavily. When you go into the place of warfare, it is simple. Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. If not, ask God. Cloudness. Lord, what should we do? How do I manage my boss? He gave me. Everybody began to say, if you need anything with this guy, go and ask Ola. They'll come to me. He's the most difficult man, but why is he asking? Why is everybody asking me? Why does he think? The Lord told me. He said, never argue with him. Let him say everything he's saying. He will say, come in the night. Ola, sorry, I was running. I was his boss. I was now running the whole thing. I just listen. We had a big issue once. I was speaking to Pastor Ovi every time. I'll be praying in tongues. Everybody ran away. I will pray in tongues. I will not sleep. He will call. He says, apologies to your wife. Apologies to your family. We could not find a solution. I will just be praying in tongues. One day, solution. He solved it. Not even me. Then they had the same problem. Then I told them then, 2 years ago, I said, I know you have awarded this contract. I said, but let me tell you something. When you move into the next contract, you will enter this trouble. Everybody got angry. Last month, they entered the same trouble. They were now sending email behind. And they said, Ola said this 2 years ago. I saw something. I just saw something. And I said it. But it did not allow the word to fall to the ground and fail. I didn't know where that came from. I just said it then. I wasn't the best of guys when I was doing software engineering or whatever. I wasn't. There were better people who knew what they were doing. So that's not the issue. But there was something. That's when I knew. I was praying, asking God, this thing, help, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. You will not fail. Let's just spend some time to just ask God for clarity, wisdom, something that a dream that we have on our inside. Let us ask God. I went as far as ask God for wisdom at getting the car I wanted. I said, Lord, what is the wisdom? How will I go with this? How will I go about it? Grant me this wisdom, not what anybody's saying. Let's just ask God. Let's just ask, what are the challenges? Health challenges, anything. Ask God. They told me I had blood pressure. I asked God, what is the wisdom? How do I go about my blood pressure coming down? I need your wisdom. Yes, I believe your word. You have You have taken my infirmity. You have done all this, everything on the cross. But I need wisdom. Peradventure, there is something that I'm not doing that I'm doing right. Tell me, Lord. And I got those key things. And today I can tell you before everything is as God has created it. Hallelujah.